guess what's getting a new makeover this year? It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, February 24th, 2026, and we just heard Han's band with Test Siheum. Now, it's not your closet that's getting a makeover this year, but Korea's notoriously difficult English section of the CSAT test. Yes, and guess what's helping out with this project? Y'all guessed it, of course, AI, artificial intelligence. Yes, the Ministry of Education says it will build an AI system to generate English passages for mock exams beginning in the 2028 academic year. Now, the reason is simple. Critics have long argued that the English section of the test often doesn't reflect the kind of English that people actually use. And that's true. In recent years, passages have frequently been adapted from dense academic papers and scholarly books. Now, this has led to the test becoming overly difficult, scattered with expressions that are not actually used in real life, y'all. So, the goal of the makeover will be to measure both practical English skills and the proficiency needed for college study. So, somewhere between everyday communication and academic reading. Now, under the new plan, AI will work alongside human experts to draft and review passages. Now, supporters say AI could help create more natural language and flag overly long or confusing sentences. But some educators urge caution, warning that AI's output depends entirely on how it is trained. So humans should retain final authority over high-stakes exams, y'all. As Korea experiments with AI in one of its most important tests, the challenge will be balancing technological efficiency with educational integrity. Whew! I don't know how this is gonna go, but good luck, y'all. But with that said, we have a great song for you guys right now. This is Loco and U Won Je, produced by Code Kunst. It's called Balance. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. Get ready for more music. We got Either featuring Sky Water with Mono, and then Alpha Drive 1 with Cinnamon Shake. Would you like a coffee or tea? I realize we always offer coffee or tea, but some people don't even like both, so you could have some water. Some people like H2O. Some people just want to hydrate. So reach for that H2O, coffee, tea, because some people don't like coffee or tea. So H2O is also an option. We're not judging you. But either way, we want you to choose that beverage of choice, relax, enjoy all the information that we have prepared for all of you listeners right now. Now, something else is getting a major makeover this year. It's the wildly popular temple matchmaking program called 나는 JOLO. Yes, What kind of makeover? It'll now be available nationwide. Now, organizers have announced recently that the overnight temple dating event, where singles stay at a temple to meet potential partners, will tour regions outside the greater Seoul area this year. Now, of course, the aim is to give singles across a country an equal shot at finding love. If it even exists, that is. Now, the 2026 tour begins March 28th to 29th at Seon-un Temple, targeting singles in the Jeolla region. In total, six events are planned this year, spanning the capital area, mainland provinces, and even Jeju Island. So, how successful has the matchmaking program orchestrated by Buddhist monks been so far? So far, 11,368 people have applied across 14 events. A total of 138 participants successfully formed couples through the program. Now, two couples got married last year, and two more are preparing to tie the knot. Now, proof that temple stays can lead to lifelong vows, not just quiet reflection. Now, launched in November of 2023, Nanen Jeollo was rebranded from an earlier temple stay matchmaking initiative to focus more clearly on romance rather than Buddhist cultural immersion. Its name is playful, of course, on a playful twist on the hit Korean dating reality show, of course, that everybody loves, and you can watch it on OTT, called Nanen Solo. With meditation, matchmaking, and meals on the agenda, it seems the temple is becoming a place not just for enlightenment, but for connection. Well, I'm hoping y'all who are married or couples, it lasts. I really do. I always joke around and say that love doesn't exist and all that stuff, but for some, it does exist. And I love seeing people in love. It's just not for me. That's what I believe. But I got my fingers crossed. Maybe I should sign up for this. Who knows? Anyways, we have two songs for you guys right now. We got Jex Kiss with Couple and Yeoja Chingu with Love in the Air. In case you missed it. It's that time, y'all, for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. Starting off with news number one. TWICE's This Is For music video tops 100 million YouTube views. TWICE's music video for This Is For has surpassed 100 million views on YouTube with the feature. The group now has 26 music videos with over 100 million views. That's crazy. Extending its record as the female group with the most videos at that mark worldwide, This Is For is the title track for the group's fourth studio album, which debuted at number 6 on the Billboard 200 and marked their 7th consecutive top 10 entry. Let's keep things moving on to news number 2. Dongbang Shingi, or TVXQ, releases new Japanese single celebrating their 20th anniversary. TVXQ delighted fans in Japan with the release of a new single. The veteran duo celebrated their 20th anniversary in Japan with the release of Identity, which also serves as the original soundtrack for a film of the same title that opened in local theaters on February 20th. The anniversary festivities will culminate in two April concerts at Nissan Stadium, marking TVXQ's third time performing at the venue, the most for any international act. Last year, the duo toured Japan in gratitude to fans, drawing a combined audience of 350,000. And now let's check out the songs by the two related artists. First, we got TWICE, This Is For, and then TVXQ, Dongbang Shingi with The Chance of Love, 운명. Y'all are listening to the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. It's time for news number 3. And BTS graces the cover of GQ ahead of full group comeback. BTS has appeared on the cover of GQ magazine across 15 international markets ahead of the release of their 5th full-length album next month. The March issue features the group in countries including South Korea, of course, the United States, Britain, Japan, Mexico, Germany, and Thailand, marking the first time a Korean artist has simultaneously fronted that many regional editions of the magazine. In an accompanying interview, the members reflected on preparing the new album and expressed gratitude to their global fandom army. Their upcoming album, Arirang, is set for release on March 20th. Time for news number four. Zero Base One to become five-member group. Now, Zero Base One will move forward as a five-member group following the conclusion of their project activities. Now, Song Hanbin, Kim Ji-woong, and then we have Seok Matthew, and then Kim Tae-rae, and then Park Gon-wook chose to continue together, while Jang Hao and Ricky, Kim Gyu-bin, and Han Yu-jin, who will depart the group officially. They're going to disband, y'all. The group is planning a final live performance next month. Now, formed through the audition show Boys Planet, Zero Base One debuted back in 2023 and released 6 million selling albums. Yeah, it's sad for the Zero Base One fans, but they're still going to be performing, okay, just with five members. But with that said, let's check out the songs by the related artists. First up, BTS with DNA and Zero Base One with Love Apocalypse. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. Get ready, y'all, for the last story of the day. News number five. NMIX performs at Brazil's Carnival, of course. NMIX has become the first K-pop act to participate in Brazil's Carnival, one of the world's largest festivals. Now, the group made an appearance as special guest at a block party hosted by Brazilian pop star Pablo Vittar, marking a historic crossover between K-pop and Brazilian pop. Now, the two acts previously collaborated on Mix Se, blending NMIX's mixed pop sound with Vittar's Brazilian style in Korean and Portuguese. Since debuting in 2022, NMIX has steadily grown its Brazilian fan base, with the carnival stage expected to further cement its local influence. And with that, it is a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. Let's check out a song by NMIX to wrap up the segment. We got Spin It On It. All right, that was Spin It On It by NMIX. Now, how do you listen to our show? It's easy peasy. We got apps. KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio on Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. Just search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We've got KBS World Radio website, shortwave radio as well. Now, if you want more details, got to check out the website, world.kbs.co.kr, and of course, the gram at KBS K-Pop, where you can send all your requests and your answers to our Y2C for a chance to win a prize, and you got to follow us as well. Now, if you want to, and we want you to as well, check out our YouTube, and while you're there, you can make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel, a domestic channel to be exact. Some of KBS Cool FM's videos now provide English subtitles. Mm-hmm. So now you guys can enjoy watching your favorite stars like IU, Park Bo-gum, Chang Won-young make appearances on Cool FM shows and understand what they're actually saying. So go check it out. But after the show, our program, that is. Now we got two songs for you guys. Car the Garden, My Whole World, 그대 작은 나의 세상이 돼요. And then we have Oh When with Cause It's the First Time. 처음이니까. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. It is time to wrap up for this evening. And we have a great song taking us out. It is by All Day Project, Look At Me. And our producer is Chaeryeom Kwon. Our writer is Cameron Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. Let's go.